להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. הכנה לשיעור בעשיריות.
Preparation for the lesson in the tens.
עבודת האדם הוא שיתבונן בגדלות השם. היינו שהוא צריך
Man's work is to look at the work of the creator. We need to look in books that talk about the greatness of the creator. When we learn, we have to imagine to what extent our sages, the Tanaim, Amoraim, felt the greatness of the creator. He should pray to the creator to make him feel his greatness so he can submit his heart and annul before the Creator and not be taken after the world that wants only to satisfy its worldly lusts. Only the Creator will open his eyes so he can work all his life in his work. Meaning even when doing corporeal work, it'll still be for the purpose of Kedusha, holiness. But from Lo Lishma, we come to Lishma. Meaning Lishma is already a high degree. One should begin from Lo Lishma. Meaning to know full well that the pleasures are mainly in the Torah and work and not in corporeality. And although he feels more pleasure in corporeal things right now, more than in spiritual things, is because he lacks the qualification, the skills in the work and in the Torah. And then through Torah and faith in the Creator, he feels the light in the Torah, and that light reforms him. Workshop question. How do we go into the lesson together and see to the reforming light? And by that, we are rewarded with faith. How do we go into the lesson together and see to the reforming light? And by this, to faith.
אנחנו נשתדל במשך השיעור
we will try during the lesson to feel that
רוצים להתקרב לתכונת ההשפעה
that we want to come closer to the quality of bestowal and
מהתכונות והרצונות האגואיסטיים
come out of our egoistic qualities and to take another step towards spiritual revelation.
And you can come out only together, only to pray. Prayer is a special state that a person can achieve only when he makes great efforts during the day to connect, and he can't.
The light that reforms, we receive that when we're aimed towards our goal to give contentment to the Creator. And even if the goal, for now, we're doing actions to receive, but I want it to bring me in some at some point to Lishma. That's what draws the light, that my goal is to give contentment to the Creator.
Yeah, to be in this intention together, to really be in mutual prayer for one another, to add that we would see our friends' advantages and our own disadvantages, so we would see the merit of the friends and their desire for the quality of bestowal, and together.
That the force is between us. If we ask this lesson for the friends, through the friends, with the help of the friends, so we'll all be able to hold on together on this thought for the light, the correction, the reason that we're here for.
From Concealment and Revelation of the Creator, One. When one asks for the revelation of his godliness that will be revealed in the world, makes him delve in books and in the Torah and take from there illumination and understanding how to strengthen his understanding of his guidance. So we go into the lesson with this request for the friends. Every friend, with a small sentence, asks for the sake of the friends.
I'm asking that during this lesson, the friends will be able to be concerned of the other friends.
For the friends to have the motivation to bestow.
I heard that we never come out of the lesson, so that you'll have the forces to do the work of the connection between us and all the world.
Let the friends remember to think about you, to think about each other, about connection.
Forces for the friends. To think of the Creator through the friends, only through the friends.
Only to be together. To always be together.
To be together, and by that give you contentment. That the friends will be able to feel the Creator is the good that does good.
Thank you for tending to us, watching over us, and giving us the privilege of serving you.
Constantly give us the forces to overcome above our own thoughts, to think of the connection, to have a mutual deficiency towards you, the quality of bestowal.
To finally feel the need to tend to the friends.
That will be rewarded in giving light to all our friends and the tens in the world.
Shamati Resh Yud Chet. Bchinat Torah ita.
Shamati 2:18. The Torah means the light in it, meaning that you're in the study when we feel the light, and with this light we want to bestow upon the Creator. As it is written, he who knows the commandments of the Upper One will serve him. Therefore he feels that he exists, that he wants to bestow upon the Creator. And this is the sensation of himself. But when we are rewarded with the Torah and the Creator, being one, everything is one. And then he feels that he feels the Creator in the Torah. And one must always yearn for the light in it. And the light we can with what we learn. But with words of Kabbalah, it is easier to find the light.
Hasseto, vakeshalom.